It's always a lot of fun to lose yourself in a big, juicy novel, but what about all the other interesting nonfiction books out there vying for our attention? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick highlights a pair of books that explore important topics that will appeal to inquisitive readers. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Back in the day, parents of sons would tell Peggy Orenstein how relieved they were. Everyone knew raising boys was easier. That got no argument from Orenstein, the author of a book titled Cinderella Ate My Daughter. But as the Me Too movement began and stories of misconduct on campus hit the news, she realized that parents of boys were in swiftly rising waters. Her new book, Boys and Sex, Young Men on Hookups, Love, Porn, Consent, and Navigating the New Masculinity, is the result of over 2 years of surprisingly raw and poignant conversations with young men aged 16 to 22. Orenstein worried that the boys wouldn't talk to her, but it was quite the opposite. Many told her things they had never told anyone. Among the most chilling chapters of the book are the ones about porn. Regardless of your child's gender or sexual orientation, says Orenstein, you need to spend some time looking at Pornhub. If you imagine they're looking at Playboy or porn from 20 years ago, you're just wrong. Anything you can imagine, and many things you'd rather not imagine, are on there for free. In mainstream porn, sex is portrayed as something men do to women. Racial stereotypes are on full display. There's no sensuality. There's no consent. Kids can tell you they know it's not realistic, but what do they mean when they say that? What do they have to compare it to? Kids who are in middle school and may not have had a first kiss are using porn to find out what sex is. It's time to talk to our boys ourselves, says Orenstein, which is a terrifying prospect for most. Try leaving boys and sex out on the coffee table in the living room and see what happens. In her acclaimed debut, Brain on Fire, My Month of Madness, Susanna Cahalan documented the psychotic break she suffered at 24, a terrifying episode that ended happily when it was determined that she had a curable autoimmune disorder. What she had been saved from became achingly clear when, on tour to talk about the book, she was told about a young woman with the same condition. Misdiagnosed and mistreated for 2 years, this woman could no longer care for herself. Stunned by the precariousness of psychiatric diagnosis and the disastrous outcomes it can cause, Cahalan began the investigation documented in her new book, The Great Pretender. Full of intelligence and brio, this book is a must-read for anyone who has mental illness issues somewhere in their life, i.e. everyone. Cahalan's main focus is a study conducted in the 1970s by the late David Rosenhan of Stanford University. In it, 8 patients, including Rosenhan himself, managed to get themselves checked into mental wards simply by showing up and claiming they were hearing voices. The pseudo-patients spent from 2 weeks to 52 days institutionalized, treated, and medicated until they got themselves released, often with difficulty. When the results of this study were published in Science magazine, humiliation rocked the psychiatric profession, leading to the closing of hospitals and a big revision of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-3. This book is as important to psychiatrists as the Constitution is to the U.S. government or the Bible is to Christians. Beginning with boxes of notes and an unpublished manuscript, Cahalan set out to find the research participants. It does not go well. Though her conclusion questions the credibility of research in all fields of science, The Great Pretender still finds a ray of hope for the field of psychiatry.
The books are Boys and Sex by Peggy Orenstein and The Great Pretender by Susanna Cahalan. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.